chapter 25. Amasias's reign. He beginneth well, but endeth ill. He is overthrown by Joas, and slain by his own people. Amasias was 25 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. The name of his mother was Joadan of Jerusalem. And he did what was good in the sight of the Lord, but yet not with a perfect heart. And when he saw himself strengthened in his kingdom, he put to death the servants that had slain the king his father. But he slew not their children, as it is written in the book of the law of Moses, where the Lord commanded, saying, The fathers shall not be slain for the children, nor the children for their fathers, but every man shall die for his own sin. Amasias, therefore, gathered Judah together, and appointed them by families, and captains of thousands, and of hundreds in all Judah and Benjamin. And he numbered them from 20 years old and upwards, and found 300,000 young men that could go out to battle, and could hold the spear and shield. He hired also of Israel 100,000 valiant men for 100 talents of silver. But a man of God came to him and said, O king, let not the army of Israel go out with thee, for the Lord is not with Israel and all the children of Ephraim. And if thou think that battles consist in the strength of the army, God will make thee to be overcome by the enemies, for it belongeth to God both to help and to put to flight. And Amasias said to the man of God, What will then become of the 100 talents which I have given to the soldiers of Israel? And the man of God answered him, The Lord is rich enough to be able to give thee much more than this. Then Amasias separated the army that came to him out of Ephraim to go home again. But they, being much enraged against Judah, returned to their own country. And Amasias, taking courage, led forth his people, and went to the vale of salt pits, and slew of the children of Seir 10,000. And other 10,000 men the sons of Judah took, and brought to the steep of a certain rock, and cast them down headlong from the top, and they all were broken to pieces. But that army which Amasias had sent back, that they should not go with him to battle, spread themselves among the cities of Judah, from Samaria to Beth-Horon, and having killed 3,000, took away much spoil. But Amasias, after he had slain the Edomites, set up the gods of the children of Seir, which he had brought thence, to be his gods, and adored them, and burnt incense to them. Wherefore the Lord, being angry against Amasias, sent a prophet to him to say to him, Why hast thou adored gods that have not delivered their own people out of thy hand? And when he spoke these things, he answered, Art thou the king's counselor? Be quiet, lest I kill thee. And the prophet departing said, I know that God is minded to kill thee, because thou hast done this evil, and moreover hast not hearkened to my counsel. Then Amasias, king of Judah, taking very bad counsel, sent to Joas the son of Joachaz, the son of Jehu, king of Israel, saying, Come, let us see one another. But he sent back the messenger, saying, The thistle that is in Libanus sent to the cedar in Libanus, saying, Give thy daughter to my son to wife. And behold, the beasts that were in the wood of Libanus passed by and trod down the thistle. Thou hast said, I have overthrown Edom, and therefore thy heart is lifted up with pride. Stay at home. Why dost thou provoke evil against thee, that both thou shouldst fall and Judah with thee? Amasias would not hearken to him, because it was the Lord's will that he should be delivered into the hands of enemies, because of the gods of Edom. So Joash, king of Israel, went up, and they presented themselves to be seen by one another. And Amasias, king of Judah, was in Beth-Semes of Judah. And Judah fell before Israel, and they fled to their dwellings. And Joash, king of Israel, took Amasias, king of Judah, the son of Joash, the son of Joachaz, in Beth-Semes, and brought him to Jerusalem, and broke down the walls thereof from the gate of Ephraim to the gate of the corner, 400 cubits. And he took all the gold and silver and all the vessels that he found of the house of God, and with Obededom, and in the treasures of the king's house, moreover also, the sons of the hostages he brought back to Samaria. And Amasias, the son of Joas, king of Judah, lived, after the death of Joas, the son of Joachaz, king of Israel, 15 years. Now the rest of the acts of Amasias, the first and last, are written in the book of the kings of Judah and Israel. And after he revolted from the Lord, they made a conspiracy against him in Jerusalem, and he fled into Lachish, and they sent and killed him there. And they brought him back upon horses, and buried him with his fathers in the city of David. Chapter 26. Ozias reigneth prosperously till he invadeth the priest's office, upon which he is struck with a leprosy. And all the people of Judah took his son Ozias, who was 16 years old, and made him king in the room of Amasias his father. He built Eilath, and restored it to the dominion of Judah. After that the king slept with his fathers. Ozias was 16 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 52 years in Jerusalem. The name of his mother was Jechaliah of Jerusalem. And he did that which was right in the eyes of the Lord, according to all that Amasias his father had done. And he sought the Lord in the days of Zacharias that understood and saw God. And as long as he sought the Lord, he directed him in all things. Moreover, he went forth and fought against the Philistines, and broke down the wall of Geth, and the wall of Jabnia, and the wall of Azotus. And he built towns in Azotus, and among the Philistines. And God helped him against the Philistines, and against the Arabians that dwelt in Gerbaal, and against the Ammonites. And the Ammonites gave gifts to Ozias, and his name was spread abroad, even to the entrance of Egypt, for his frequent victories. And Ozias built towers in Jerusalem over the gate of the corner, and over the gate of the valley, and the rest in the same side of the wall, and fortified them. And he built towers in the wilderness, and dug many cisterns, for he had much cattle both in the plains and in the waste of the desert. He had also vineyards and dressers of vines in the mountains and in Carmel, for he was a man that loved husbandry. And the army of his fighting men that went out to war was under the hand of Jehiel the scribe, and Messias the doctor, and under the hand of Hananias, who was one of the king's captains. And the whole number of the chiefs by the families of valiant men were 2,600. And the whole army under them 307,500, who were fit for war, and fought for the king against the enemy. And Ozias prepared for them, that is, for the whole army, shields, and spears, and helmets, and coats of mail, and bows, and slings to cast stones. And he made in Jerusalem engines of divers kinds, which he placed in the towers, and in the corners of the walls, to shoot arrows and great stones, and his name went forth far abroad, for the Lord helped him and had strengthened him. But when he was made strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction, and he neglected the Lord his God. And going into the temple of the Lord, he had a mind to burn incense upon the altar of incense. And immediately Azarias the priest, going in after him, and with him 80 priests of the Lord, most valiant men, withstood the king and said, It doth not belong to thee, Ozias, to burn incense to the Lord, but to the priests, that is, to the sons of Aaron, who are consecrated for this ministry. Go out of the sanctuary, do not despise, for this thing shall not be accounted to thy glory by the Lord God. And Ozias was angry, and holding in his hand the censer to burn incense, threatened the priests. And presently there arose a leprosy in his forehead before the priests in the house of the Lord at the altar of incense. And Azarias the high priest and all the rest of the priests looked upon him and saw the leprosy in his forehead, and they made haste to thrust him out. Yea, himself also being frightened, hasted to go out, because he had quickly felt the stroke of the Lord. And Ozias the king was a leper unto the day of his death, and he dwelt in a house apart, being full of the leprosy, for which he had been cast out of the house of the Lord. And Jotham his son governed the king's house, and judged the people of the land. But the rest of the acts of Ozias, first and last, were written by Isaias, the son of Amos the prophet. And Ozias slept with his fathers, and they buried him in the field of the royal sepulchres, because he was a leper, and Jotham his son reigned in his stead. Chapter 27. Jotham's good reign. Jotham was 25 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 16 years in Jerusalem. The name of his mother was Jerusha, the daughter of Sadoc. And he did that which was right before the Lord, according to all that Ozias his father had done, only that he entered not into the temple of the Lord, and the people still transgressed. He built the high gate of the house of the Lord, and on the wall of Ophel he built much. Moreover, he built cities in the mountains of Judah, and castles and towers in the forests. He fought against the king of the children of Ammon, and overcame them. And the children of Ammon gave him at that time 100 talents of silver, and 10,000 measures of wheat, and as many measures of barley. So much did the children of Ammon give him in the second and third year. And Jotham was strengthened, because he had his way directed before the Lord his God. Now the rest of the acts of Jotham, and all his wars and his works are written in the book of the kings of Israel and Judah. He was 25 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 16 years in Jerusalem. And Jotham slept with his fathers, and they buried him in the city of David, and Achaz his son reigned in his stead. Chapter 28. The Wicked and Unhappy Reign of Achaz. Achaz was 20 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 16 years in Jerusalem. He did not that which was right in the sight of the Lord, as David his father had done, but walked in the ways of the kings of Israel. Moreover also he cast statues for Balaam. It was he that burnt incense in the valley of Benenom, and consecrated his sons in the fire according to the manner of the nations, which the Lord slew at the coming of the children of Israel. He sacrificed also and burnt incense in the high places, and on the hills, and under every green tree. And the Lord his God delivered him into the hands of the king of Syria, who defeated him, and took a great booty out of his kingdom, and carried it to Damascus. He was also delivered into the hands of the king of Israel, who overthrew him with a great slaughter. For Pheki, the son of Remaliah, slew of Judah 120,000 in one day, all valiant men, because they had forsaken the Lord, the God of their fathers. At the same time Zechariah, a powerful man of Ephraim, slew Maaseiah, the king's son, and Esrikam, the governor of his house, and Elkanah, who was next to the king. And the children of Israel carried away of their brethren 200,000 women, boys, and girls, and an immense booty, and they brought it to Samaria. At that time there was a prophet of the Lord there, whose name was Oded. And he went out to meet the army that came to Samaria, and said to them, Behold, the Lord, the God of your fathers, being angry with Judah, hath delivered them into your hands, and you have butchered them cruelly, so that your cruelty hath reached up to heaven. Moreover, you have a mind to keep under the children of Judah and Jerusalem for your bondmen and bondwomen, which ought not to be done, for you have sinned in this against the Lord your God. But hear ye my counsel, and release the captives that you have brought of your brethren, because a great indignation of the Lord hangeth over you. Then some of the chief men of the sons of Ephraim, Azarias the son of Johanan, Barachias the son of Mosalamoth, Ezekias the son of Shelem, and Amasa the son of Adali, stood up against them that came from the war. And they said to them, You shall not bring in the captives hither, lest we sin against the Lord. Why will you add to our sins, and heap up upon our former offenses? For the sin is great, and the fierce anger of the Lord hangeth over Israel. So the soldiers left the spoils, and all that they had taken before the princes and all the multitude. And the men whom we mentioned above rose up and took the captives, and with the spoils clothed all them that were naked. When they had clothed and shod them, and refreshed them with meat and drink, and anointed them because of their labor, and had taken care of them, they set such of them as could not walk, and were feeble, upon beasts, and brought them to Jericho, the city of palm trees, to their brethren, and they returned to Samaria. At that time King Achaz sent to the king of the Assyrians, asking help. And the Edomites came and slew many of Judah, and took a great booty. The Philistines also spread themselves among the cities of the plains, and to the south of Judah. And they took Bethshemes, and Ilon, and Gederoth, and Soko, and Thamnon, and Gamzo, with their villages, and they dwelt in them. For the Lord had humbled Judah because of Achaz the king of Judah, for he had stripped it of help, and had contemned the Lord. And he brought against him Thelgath-Phalnasar, king of the Assyrians, who also afflicted him, and plundered him without any resistance. And Achaz stripped the house of the Lord, and the house of the kings, and of the princes, and gave gifts to the king of the Assyrians, and yet it availed him nothing. Moreover also, in the time of his distress, he increased contempt against the Lord. King Achaz himself, by himself, sacrificed victims to the gods of Damascus that struck him, and he said, The gods of the kings of Syria help them, and I will appease them with victims, and they will help me, whereas, on the contrary, they were the ruin of him and of all Israel. Then Achaz, having taken away all the vessels of the house of God, and broken them, shut up the doors of the temple of God, and made himself altars in all the corners of Jerusalem. And in all the cities of Judah he built altars to burn frankincense, and he provoked the Lord, the God of his fathers, to wrath. But the rest of his acts, and all his works, first and last, are written in the book of the kings of Judah and Israel. And Achaz slept with his fathers, and they buried him in the city of Jerusalem, for they received him not into the sepulchres of the kings of Israel. And Hezekiah his son reigned in his stead. Chapter 29. Hezekiah purifieth the temple and restoreth religion. Now Hezekiah began to reign when he was 25 years old, and he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. The name of his mother was Abiah, the daughter of Zacharias. And he did that which was pleasing in the sight of the Lord, according to all that David his father had done. In the first year and month of his reign, he opened the doors of the house of the Lord and repaired them. And he brought the priests and the Levites and assembled them in the east street. And he said to them, Hear me, ye Levites, and be sanctified. Purify the house of the Lord, the God of your fathers, and take away all filth out of the sanctuary. Our fathers have sinned and done evil in the sight of the Lord God, forsaking him. They have turned away their faces from the tabernacle of the Lord and turned their backs. They have shut up the doors that were in the porch and put out the lamps and have not burnt incense nor offered holocausts in the sanctuary of the God of Israel. Therefore the wrath of the Lord hath been stirred up against Judah and Jerusalem, and he hath delivered them to trouble and to destruction and to be hissed at, as you see with your eyes. Behold, our fathers are fallen by the sword. Our sons and our daughters and wives are led away captives for this wickedness. Now therefore I have a mind that we make a covenant with the Lord, the God of Israel, and he will turn away the wrath of his indignation from us. My sons, be not negligent. The Lord hath chosen you to stand before him, and to minister to him, and to worship him, and to burn incense to him. Then the Levites arose, Mahath the son of Amasai, and Joel the son of Azarias, the sons of Kehath, and of the sons of Merari, Sis the son of Abdi, and Azarias the son of Jalaliel, and of the sons of Gerson, Joah the son of Zemah, and Eden the son of Joah, and of the sons of Elisaphan, Samri, and Jahiel, also the sons of Asaph, Zacharias, and Mathanias, and of the sons of Heman, Jahiel, and Simei, and of the sons of Idithun, Simeas, and Oziel. And they gathered together their brethren, and sanctified themselves, and went in according to the commandments of the king, and the precept of the Lord, to purify the house of God. And the priests went into the temple of the Lord to sanctify it, and brought out all the uncleanness that they found within to the entrance of the house of the Lord. And the Levites took it away, and carried it out abroad to the torrent Kidron. And they began to cleanse on the first day of the first month. And on the eighth day of the same month they came into the porch of the temple of the Lord, and they purified the temple in 8 days. And on the 16th day of the same month they finished what they had begun. And they went into King Hezekiah and said to him, We have sanctified all the house of the Lord, and the altar of holocaust, and the vessels thereof, and the table of proposition with all its vessels, and all the furniture of the temple, which King Achaz in his reign had defiled, after his transgression. And behold, they are all set forth before the altar of the Lord. And King Hezekiah, rising early, assembled all the rulers of the city, and went up into the house of the Lord. And they offered together 7 bullocks, and 7 rams, and 7 lambs, and 7 he-goats for sin, for the kingdom, for the sanctuary, for Judah. And he spoke to the priests, the sons of Aaron, to offer them upon the altar of the Lord. Therefore they killed the bullocks, and the priests took the blood and poured it upon the altar. They killed also the rams, and their blood they poured also upon the altar. And they killed the lambs, and poured the blood upon the altar. And they brought the he-goats for sin before the king, and the whole multitude. And they laid their hand upon them. And the priests immolated them, and sprinkled their blood before the altar for an expiation of all Israel. For the king had commanded that the holocaust and the sin offering should be made for all Israel. And he set the Levites in the house of the Lord with cymbals, and psalteries, and harps, according to the regulation of David the king, and of Gad the seer, and of Nathan the prophet, for it was a commandment of the Lord by the hand of his prophets. And the Levites stood with the instruments of David, and the priests with trumpets. And Hezekiah commanded that they should offer holocausts upon the altar. And when the holocausts were offered, they began to sing praises to the Lord, and to sound with trumpets and divers instruments, which David the king of Israel had prepared. And all the multitude adored, and the singers and the trumpeters were in their office till the holocaust was finished. And And when the oblation was ended, the king and all that were with him bowed down and adored. And Hezekiah and the princes commanded the Levites to praise the Lord with the words of David and Asaph the seer, and they praised him with great joy, and bowing the knee, adored. And Hezekiah added and said, You have filled your hands to the Lord. Come and offer victims and praises in the house of the Lord. And all the multitude offered victims and praises and holocausts with a devout mind. And the number of the holocausts which the multitude offered was 70 bullocks, 100 rams, and 200 lambs. And they consecrated to the Lord 600 oxen and 3,000 sheep. But the priests were few, and were not enough to flay the holocausts. Wherefore the Levites, their brethren, helped them till the work was ended, and priests were sanctified. For the Levites are sanctified with an easier rite than the priests. So there were many holocausts, and the fat of peace offerings, and the libations of holocausts, and the service of the house of the Lord was completed. And Hezekiah and all the people rejoiced, because the ministry of the Lord was accomplished, for the resolution of doing this thing was taken suddenly. Chapter 30. Hezekiah inviteth all Israel to celebrate the Pasch. The solemnity is kept 14 days. And Hezekiah sent to all Israel and Judah, and he wrote letters to Ephraim and Manasseh, that they should come to the house of the Lord in Jerusalem, and keep the phase to the Lord, the God of Israel. For the king, taking counsel, and the princes, and all the assembly of Jerusalem, decreed to keep the phase the second month, for they could not keep it in its time, because there were not priests enough sanctified, and the people was not as yet gathered together to Jerusalem. And the thing pleased the king and all the people, and they decreed to send messengers to all Israel from Beersheba, even to Dan, that they should come and keep the phase to the Lord the God of Israel in Jerusalem, for many had not kept it as it is prescribed by the law. And the posts went with letters by commandment of the king and his princes to all Israel and Judah, proclaiming according to the king's orders, Ye children of Israel, turn again to the Lord the God of Abraham, and of Isaac, and of Israel, and he will return to the remnant of you that have escaped the hand of the king of the Assyrians. Be not like your fathers and brethren, who departed from the Lord the God of their fathers, and he hath given them up to destruction, as you see. Harden not your necks as your fathers did. Yield yourselves to the Lord, and come to his sanctuary, which he hath sanctified forever. Serve the Lord, the God of your fathers, and the wrath of his indignation shall be turned away from you. For if you turn again to the Lord, your brethren and children shall find mercy before their masters that have led them away captive, and they shall return into this land. For the Lord your God is merciful, and will not turn away his face from you if you return to him. So the posts went speedily from city to city, through the land of Ephraim and of Manasseh, even to Zebulun, whilst they laughed at them and mocked them. Nevertheless some men of Aser, and of Manasseh, and of Zebulun, yielding to the council, came to Jerusalem. But the hand of God was in Judah, to give them one heart to do the word of the Lord, according to the commandment of the king and of the princes. And much people were assembled to Jerusalem to celebrate the solemnity of the unleavened bread in the second month. And they arose and destroyed the altars that were in Jerusalem, and took away all things in which incense was burnt to idols, and cast them into the torrent Kidron. And they immolated the phase on the 14th day of the second month. And the priests and the Levites, being at length sanctified, offered holocausts in the house of the Lord. And they stood in their order according to the disposition and law of Moses, the man of God. But the priests received the blood which was to be poured out from the hands of the Levites. Because a great number was not sanctified, and therefore the Levites immolated the phase for them that came not in time to be sanctified to the Lord. For a great part of the people from Ephraim, and Manasseh, and Issachar, and Zebulun, that had not been sanctified, ate the phase otherwise than it is written. And Hezekiah prayed for them, saying, The Lord who is good will show mercy to all them who with their whole heart seek the Lord, the God of their fathers, and will not impute it to them that they are not sanctified. And the Lord heard him, and was merciful to the people. And the children of Israel that were found at Jerusalem kept the feast of unleavened bread 7 days with great joy, praising the Lord every day, the Levites also, and the priests, with instruments that agreed to their office. And Hezekiah spoke to the heart of all the Levites, that had good understanding concerning the Lord. And they ate during the 7 days of the solemnity, immolating victims of peace offerings, and praising the Lord, the God of their fathers. And it pleased the whole multitude to keep other 7 days, which they did with great joy. For Ezekias, the king of Judah, had given to the multitude 1,000 bullocks and 7,000 sheep, and the princes had given the people 1,000 bullocks and 10,000 sheep, and a great number of priests was sanctified. And all the multitude of Judah, with the priests and Levites, and all the assembly that came out of Israel, and the proselytes of the land of Israel, and that dwelt in Judah, were full of joy. And there was a great solemnity in Jerusalem, such as had not been in that city since the time of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. And the priests and the Levites rose up and blessed the people, and their voice was heard, and their prayer came to the holy dwelling place of heaven. Chapter 31. Idolatry is abolished, and provisions made for the ministers. And when these things had been duly celebrated, all Israel that were found in the cities of Judah went out, and they broke the idols, and cut down the groves, demolished the high places, and destroyed the altars, not only out of all Judah and Benjamin, but out of Ephraim also and Manasseh, till they had utterly destroyed them. Then all the children of Israel returned to their possessions and cities. And Ezekias appointed companies of the priests and the Levites by their courses, every man in his own office, to wit, both of the priests and of the Levites, for holocausts, and for peace offerings, to minister and to praise and to sing in the gates of the camp of the Lord. And the king's part was that of his proper substance, the holocaust, should be offered always, morning and evening, and on the Sabbaths, and the new moons, and the other solemnities, as it is written in the law of Moses. He commanded also the people that dwelt in Jerusalem to give to the priests and the Levites their portion, that they might attend to the law of the Lord, which when it was noised abroad in the ears of the people, the children of Israel offered in abundance the first fruits of corn, wine, and oil, and honey, and brought the tithe of all things which the ground bringeth forth. Moreover, the children of Israel and Judah that dwelt in the cities of Judah brought in the tithes of oxen and sheep, and the tithes of holy things, which they had vowed to the Lord their God, and carrying them all made many heaps. In the third month they began to lay the foundations of the heaps, and in the seventh month they finished them. And when Ezekias and his princes came in, they saw the heaps, and they blessed the Lord and the people of Israel. And Ezekias asked the priests and the Levites why the heaps lay so. Azarias, the chief priest of the race of Zadok, answered him, saying, Since the first fruits began to be offered in the house of the Lord, we have eaten, and have been filled, and abundance is left, because the Lord hath blessed his people. And of that which is left is this great store which thou seest. Then Ezekias commanded to prepare storehouses in the house of the Lord. And when they had done so, they brought in faithfully both the first fruits and the tithes, and all they had vowed. And the overseer of them was Conanias the Levite, and Simei his brother was the second, and after him Jehiel, and Azarias, and Nahath, and Asael, and Jeremoth, and Jozabad, and Eliel, and Jesmachias, and Mahath, and Benias, overseers under the hand of Conanias, and Simei his brother, by the commandment of Ezekias the king, and Azarias the high priest of the house of God, to whom all things appertained. But Kori the son of Jemnah the Levite, the porter of the east gate, was overseer of the things which were freely offered to the Lord, and of the first fruits, and the things dedicated for the Holy of Holies. And under his charge were Eden, and Benjamin, Jesui, and Semias, and Amarias, and Seconias, in the cities of the priests, to distribute faithfully portions to their brethren, both little and great. Besides the males, from 3 years old and upward, to all that went into the temple of the Lord, and whatsoever there was need of in the ministry, and their offices according to their courses day by day, to the priests by their families, and to the Levites, from the 20th year and upward, by their classes and companies, and to all the multitude, both to their wives and to their children of both sexes, victuals were given faithfully out of the things that had been sanctified. Also the sons of Aaron, who were in the fields and in the suburbs of each city, there were men appointed to distribute portions to all the males among the priests and the Levites. So Ezekias did all things which we have said in all Judah, and wrought that which was good and right and truth before the Lord his God, in all the service of the ministry of the house of the Lord, according to the law and the ceremonies desiring to seek his God with all his heart, and he did it and prospered. Chapter 32. Sennacherib invadeth Judah. His army is destroyed by an angel. Hezekiah recovereth from his sickness. His other acts. After these things and this truth, Sennacherib, king of the Assyrians, came and entered into Judah and besieged the fenced cities, desiring to take them. And when Hezekiah saw that Sennacherib was come and that the whole force of the war was turning against Jerusalem, he took counsel with the princes and the most valiant men to stop up the heads of the springs that were without the city. And as they were all of this mind, he gathered together a very great multitude. And they stopped up all the springs and the brook that ran through the midst of the land, saying, lest the kings of the Assyrians should come and find abundance of water. He built up also with great diligence all the wall that had been broken down, and built towers upon it, and another wall without. And he repaired Millo in the city of David, and made all sorts of arms and shields. And he appointed captains of the soldiers of the army. And he called them all together in the street of the gate of the city, and spoke to their hearts, saying, behave like men, and take courage. Be not afraid nor dismayed for the king of the Assyrians, nor for all the multitude that is with him. For there are many more with us than with him. For with him is an arm of flesh. With us the Lord our God, who is our helper and fighteth for us. And the people were encouraged with these words of Hezekiah, king of Judah. After this Sennacherib, king of the Assyrians, sent his servants to Jerusalem. For he, with all his army, was besieging Lachish. To Hezekiah, king of Judah, and to all the people that were in the city, saying, thus saith Sennacherib, king of the Assyrians, in whom do you trust, that you sit still besieged in Jerusalem? Doth not Hezekiah deceive you, to give you up to die by hunger and thirst, affirming that the Lord your God shall deliver you from the hand of the king of the Assyrians? Is it not this same Hezekiah that hath destroyed his high places and his altars, and commanded Judah and Jerusalem, saying, you shall worship before one altar, and upon it you shall burn incense? Know you not what I and my fathers have done to all the people of the lands? Have the gods of any nations and lands been able to deliver their country out of my hand? Who is there among all the gods of the nations, which my fathers have destroyed, that could deliver his people out of my hand, that your God should be able to deliver you out of this hand? Therefore let not Hezekiah deceive you, nor delude you with a vain persuasion. And do not believe him. For if no God of all the nations and kingdoms could deliver his people out of my hand, and out of the hand of my fathers, consequently neither shall your God be able to deliver you out of my hand. And many other things did his servants speak against the Lord God, and against Hezekiah his servant. He wrote also letters full of blasphemy against the Lord the God of Israel, and he spoke against him. As the gods of other nations could not deliver their people out of my hand, so neither can the God of Hezekiah deliver his people out of this hand. Moreover, he cried out with a loud voice in the Jews' tongue to the people that sat on the walls of Jerusalem, that he might frighten them and take the city. And he spoke against the God of Jerusalem as against the gods of the people of the earth, the works of the hands of men. And Hezekiah the king and Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos, prayed against this blasphemy and cried out to heaven. And the Lord sent an angel, who cut off all the stout men and the warriors, and the captains of the army of the king of the Assyrians. And he returned with disgrace into his own country. And when he was come into the house of his God, his sons that came out of his bowels slew him with the sword. And the Lord saved Hezekiah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem out of the hand of Sennacherib, king of the Assyrians, and out of the hand of all, and gave them treasures on every side. Many also brought victims and sacrifices to the Lord, to Jerusalem, and presents to Hezekiah, king of Judah, and he was magnified thenceforth in the sight of all nations. In those days Hezekiah was sick even to death, and he prayed to the Lord, and he heard him, and gave him a sign. But he did not render again according to the benefits which he had received, for his heart was lifted up, and wrath was enkindled against him, and against Judah and Jerusalem. And he humbled himself afterwards, because his heart had been lifted up, both he and the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And therefore the wrath of the Lord came not upon them in the days of Hezekiah. And Hezekiah was rich and very glorious, and he gathered himself great treasures of silver and of gold, and of precious stones, of spices, and of arms, of all kinds, and of vessels of great price, storehouses also of corn, of wine, and of oil, and stalls for all beasts, and folds for cattle. And he built himself cities, for he had flocks of sheep and herds without number, for the Lord had given him very much substance. This same Ezekias was he that stopped the upper source of the waters of Gihon, and turned them away underneath toward the west of the city of David. In all his works he did prosperously what he would. But yet in the embassy of the princes of Babylon that were sent to him to inquire of the wonder that had happened upon the earth, God left him that he might be tempted, and all things might be made known that were in his heart. Now the rest of the acts of Ezekias and of his mercies are written in the book of the kings of Judah and Israel. And Ezekias slept with his fathers, and they buried him above the sepulchres of the sons of David, and all Judah and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem celebrated his funeral, and Manasseh his son reigned in his stead. Chapter 33. Manasseh, for his manifold wickedness, is led captive to Babylon. He repenteth and is restored to his kingdom, and destroyeth idolatry. His successor, Amon, is slain by his servants. Manasseh was 12 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 55 years in Jerusalem. And he did evil before the Lord, according to all the abominations of the nations, which the Lord cast out before the children of Israel. And he turned and built again the high places which Ezekias his father had destroyed. And he built altars to Balaam, and made groves, and he adored all the host of heaven, and worshipped them. He built also altars in the house of the Lord, whereof the Lord had said, In Jerusalem shall my name be forever. And he built them for all the host of heaven in the two courts of the house of the Lord. And he made his sons to pass through the fire in the valley of Ben-Hinnom. He observed dreams, followed divinations, gave himself up to magic arts, had with him magicians and enchanters, and he wrought many evils before the Lord to provoke him to anger. He set also a graven and a molten statue in the house of God, of which God had said to David and to Solomon his son, In this house and in Jerusalem, which I have chosen out of all the tribes of Israel, will I put my name forever. And I will not make the foot of Israel to be removed out of the land which I have delivered to their fathers. Yet so, if they will take heed to do what I have commanded them, and all the law and the ceremonies and judgments by the hand of Moses. So Manasseh seduced Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem to do evil beyond all the nations which the Lord had destroyed before the face of the children of Israel. And the Lord spoke to him and to his people, and they would not hearken. Therefore he brought upon them the captains of the army of the king of the Assyrians, and they took Manasseh and carried him bound with chains and fetters to Babylon. And after that he was in distress. He prayed to the Lord his God, and did penance exceedingly before the God of his fathers. And he entreated him and besought him earnestly. And he heard his prayer, and brought him again to Jerusalem into his kingdom. And Manasseh knew that the Lord was God. After this he built a wall without the city of David on the west side of Gihon in the valley, from the entering in of the fish gate round about to Ophel, and raised it up to a great height. And he appointed captains of the army in all the fenced cities of Judah. And he took away the strange gods, and the idol out of the house of the Lord, and altars also which he had made in the mount of the house of the Lord, and in Jerusalem. And he cast them all out of the city. And he repaired the altar of the Lord, and sacrificed upon it victims, and peace offerings, and praise. And he commanded Judah to serve the Lord, the God of Israel. Nevertheless, the people still sacrificed in the high places to the Lord their God. But the rest of the acts of Manasseh, and his prayer to his God, and the words of the seers that spoke to him in the name of the Lord, the God of Israel, are contained in the words of the kings of Israel. His prayer also, and his being heard, and all his sins and contempt in places wherein he built high places, and set up groves and statues before he did penance, are written in the words of Hosea. And Manasseh slept with his fathers, and they buried him in his house, and his son Amon reigned in his stead. Amon was 22 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 2 years in Jerusalem. And he did evil in the sight of the Lord, as Manasseh his father had done. And he sacrificed to all the idols which Manasseh his father had made, and served them. And he did not humble himself before the Lord, as Manasseh his father had humbled himself, but committed far greater sins. And his servants conspired against him, and slew him in his own house. But the rest of the multitude of the people slew them that had killed Amon, and made Josias his son king in his stead. End of side two, please.